Hearing Aids Offer New Tech and Hurdles by Julie Jargon in the Wall Street Journal. Many people believe wearing a hearing aid is an advertisement for being old. No one should have to feel self-conscious about needing hearing assistance, but the stigma is real. After first experiencing hearing loss, people take an average of 5 to 7 years to seek help, according to the Hearing Industries Association. There's good news. Hearing aids no longer resemble the chunky, screeching devices of the last century. Some are super expensive, super tiny in-ear devices you'd never notice. Others are hearables that look like regular wireless earphones, and there are iPhone apps that work with regular earbuds, no specialized equipment necessary. A new law is set to make over-the-counter hearing aids available to people without a visit to the audiologist, opening the door for a wider variety of inexpensive products marketed to people with only mild to moderate hearing loss. There have never been more options for people who need hearing help. Yet, all the innovation can make the traditional frustrations go away. And it can create tech support headaches, especially for people who aren't very smartphone savvy. The result is that many people still might not get a hearing aid, and that can be a strain on families. Hearing loss has been linked to increased depression and greater risk of falls. That's why experts such as Britta Swedenberg, senior audiologist at Teaching Hospital Massachusetts Eye and Ear, recommends getting screened before there's a significant problem. But people have to feel motivated to get a hearing aid, Dr. Swedenborg said. If a family member is making you get a device and you're just putting it in a drawer, it's not a good use of money, she said. Whatever device the patient will wear is the best recommendation. That used to be a binary thing, hearing aid or no hearing aid, is now far more nuanced. Even Apple's AirPods Pro can now amplify the quiet sounds without making loud sounds any louder. Further sound customization is available for people who enter a personal audiogram, a graph showing how loud sounds need to be at various frequencies to be heard, into the Apple Health app. Third-party apps such as Mimi can test your hearing and generate an audiogram. There are also apps that work with people's existing devices, whether hearing aids, earbuds, or headphones, to separate speech from noise. If an individual owns a smartphone, and the majority of adults do, they have a non-custom hearing aid right in their hand, said Catherine Palmer, Director of Audiology and Hearing Aids at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. There should be more clarity about how some of these products are defined soon, when Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act of 2017 goes into effect. The law requires the Food and Drug Administration to create a category of hearing aids intended for adults with mild to moderate hearing loss. The FDA hasn't yet issued regulations, but they could come later this year. Currently, only certain FDA-regulated medical devices can be marketed as hearing aids, and even those don't look or function the way they used to. The latest are designed to look like sleek music streaming earbuds. And, like some other app-based hearing devices, many hearing aids now use smartphones' processing power to use machine learning, enabling the wearer to adjust their hearing to different settings. Older hearing aids simply amplified all sounds. Signia Active Pro hearing aids look more like earbuds than a hearing aid and range from $3,000 to $7,000 a pair, depending on the level of service and hearing loss. Nuheara sells its hearing buds directly to consumers online and hopes to start selling through retailers when the over-the-counter regulations are finalized. Nuhera doesn't bill itself as a hearing aid alternative for people with severe hearing loss. A lot of people fit into the mild to moderate hearing loss category, and they've been underserved for a long time. The company's marketing chief, David Cannington, said, Nuhera's customers' average age is 54 versus around 70 for hearing aid customers, he said. Once a loved one settles on a device, the tech issues have only just begun. To use all the features provided in a hearing app, people have to have a smartphone updated with the latest mobile operating system. We're not always asking patients what kind of phone they have, whether it's compatible with our hearing aids, or whether they will even use the app, Dr. Swedenberg said. It feels like a hurdle. Hearing aid makers acknowledge the tech hurdle to getting some older people to use their apps. The latest hearing aid models can still work without apps, but people won't derive the full benefits of sound customization without them. We created an app that is friendly and simple as possible, said Soren Nielsen, president of the hearing aid maker Widex USA. We want all users to benefit from the app, but it's fair to say it's not going to be for everyone, he said.